Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
Time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin. But with no Bundesliga on at the moment, we'll be focusing on the tournament where most of the players are currently active in, the European Championships. Chris, England's Jadon Sancho finally got to start. Some were very critical of his performance, though.
Yeah, he did get his opportunity to start, something he has been waiting to do. There is a French newspaper out there that dissed him, that notoriously disses a lot of talent out there, very critical and harsh in their judgments, gave him a 4 out of 10. But the reality is, he did what was needed. I mean, we can't forget England has a handful of stars. The majority of goals and things are from Sterling or Kane, you know. But in terms of passes, he completed the majority of his passes, more than 90%. You know, and he did contribute to that success. The way he eased past defenders is something we've been seeing from him in Germany for the last few years. And he did have an opportunity on goal, but he just didn't convert. You know, what he said after the match was even more telling. You know, he just said he's happy for the win. He really spoke to the team effort, because that's what it's all about right now, the team goal. I mean, he's representing England, and he was happy, happy that his family would see them, see that opportunity himself. You know, every time he hadn't been playing, he goes back to training and gives it, you know, more of effort. And finally, he got this opportunity. And hopefully, he gets more opportunity. It's only a matter of time before we see him really shine and be the player we know he is and can be. Jadon Sancho is a magnificent talent. You know, we saw a few flashes of that in this recent victory, this landslide victory, you know, to get them into the semifinal. And it's just a matter of time until we see more.
Staying with Sancho, the winger has refused to talk about his move to Manchester United during the Euros. Is he ready for this leap?
Of course he's ready, you know, in my opinion, because a lot of it is mental. You know, having interviewed Jadon Sancho when he first arrived in the Bundesliga, before he ever scored a goal, the confidence was there already. He was already nutmegging players and so forth. And to have that confidence, to believe that you deserve and you have the skill set to play at the highest level, which he's always had. It was just a matter of him showing, you know, the world what he could do. And he's done that. The move is done. And in terms of him making the leap, you can't go any further than a Manchester United figurehead in Rio Ferdinand, you know, spent over 300 appearances at the club. He's a central defender. He spoke about Jadon Sancho. If anyone can analyze a winger, it's a defender. You know, like Ferdinand, he does that for a living now, for crying out loud. And he said, you know, Sancho, the way he moves with the ball, you know, and you can't really trap him. You know, he came up in caged football. Sancho talked about that. You can't really trap him. He's used, you know, to nutmegging, making defenders look bad. He's done that even to his own teammates, sometimes, you know, to his own detriment, you know, in training and so forth. But other than that, you know, I think the mindset is there. It's just a matter of time. You know, I think he will be a great addition to Manchester United. He's always wanted to come back. We can't forget he left Manchester City not on the best terms because he wanted that opportunity. The opportunity's come and gone. Now he's returning to England. And he has Ferdinand's support, and he has my support as well. I think he will shock and awe Manchester United fans to delight.
Where does Sancho departing leave Borussia Dortmund?
Now, Dortmund have a bigger star in Erling Haaland already. You know, in my opinion, you know, teams are salivating for him. You know, Dortmund aren't going to let him go. He's a big enough star to take Dortmund at least to where they ended this past season. But we can't forget the other players on Dortmund's roster. I mean, Jude Bellingham made history becoming the youngest player ever to become to feature in a European championship. You know, he's a young star, you know, in the making for Dortmund. Gio Reyna is another young star also preparing to compete in the Gold Cup. You know, so there are a lot of young stars. And then Moukoko is coming. You know, the young African who represents Germany, you know, he's on his way. Dortmund just have a way of cultivating this young talent, and they seem to be, you know, the hot ticket right now in doing that. They just happen to have a handful of young players that are already on the radar of big clubs. Just another season or two, and then they'll depart. So I think Dortmund will be just fine.
Chris, like always, what else has hit your radar this week?
Well, of course, the semifinal clash between England in Denmark. This is a Dortmund versus Dortmund clash. You know, England, you know, we've been talking about Jadon Sancho and Jude Bellingham, you know, of course, representing England. And then you can't look further than Thomas Delaney representing Denmark. You know, a magnificent matchup. Now, on paper, Denmark hasn't lost to England recently. Their latest result was a 1-0 victory. And Denmark's win over the Czech Republic, Dortmund's Thomas Delaney was named the star of the match. He scored early in that match, and he's hungry. You know, he's an old-school box-to-box midfielder, you know, that is not afraid of any level of physicality, you know, that's on the pitch. You know, and then what Denmark's done, you know, since their early setback, you know, with Eriksen, of course, you know, with Erik Christensen, you know, of course, and it's remarkable what they've accomplished, and it's a win-win situation for Dortmund, because despite what happens, you know, Dortmund will be present in the final, you know, and I think it's something Dortmund should be proud of, because they have a lot of great talent scattered all over Europe, and featuring in this tournament at this ultimate stage, the semifinal. So that's one salute to Signal Iduna Park.
Thank you so much for the Bundesliga update, Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.